This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two kids in Miami, clear the look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, again, devastating. I don't want to say devastating news, but it is pretty close. And I've got to wait till, really should wait till Brad Dacus comes on. But the Supreme Court declined the flower shop case. I don't know if you remember that. Where it has to do with religious liberty. Now, it has the Supreme Court declined to hear that case of, what is it, Baronelle Schutzman. They're the owner of Arlene's Flowers. And they let a lower court ruling stand. It had ordered the 76-year-old grandmother to participate in the same-sex wedding ceremony. Now, by not taking it up, I don't know how true this is, because there's other ways to do this. The Supreme Court affects that the gay rights trump the rights of Christian business owners. So the Human Rights Campaign is a radical anti-Christian hate group. They hate religion, period. They celebrated decisions by denying taking up this case. The Supreme Court has once again said the critical non-discrimination laws protecting LGBTQ people are legal and enforceable. Now, so can you discriminate on a group that you believe is discriminating? Right? Remember, these are the same people, these are the groups that wanted the Catholic Charities to be thrown out because they wouldn't allow the LGBTQ community to adopt children. So then they were going to discriminate against the Catholic Charities and not let them get involved. You can do this all day long. There's not a strong and definite precedent. I don't think so. Not yet. Now we need these protections for the LGBTQ community and all the people across the country in every walk of life except Christians. Really. So what if I went into, you know, a baker? I wouldn't do this. Go to a bakery and have them print a cake or do a cake or do whatever that said marriage is only between a man and a woman. Right? Or, you know, just grab different scripture out of the Bible. I want you to make a cake. Every week, I'm going to go and make a cake and have the cake say homosexuality is an abomination to God. Why don't you just do all that? So we'll just, all the ones that poke them right, yeah, we can do that. They're going to have to do it. Will that be discrimination? Or will I be brought up on hate speech? Which is it? And the gay rights activists think this is a win. It's not a win. You're driving a bigger wedge, but I guess that's what you want to do. Especially when there's 20 other different flower shops. You think you're going to force these people to agree with you, and you're not. You're really not. And if you think you're going to celebrate, I mean, what a sick person you are to celebrate the fact that you're forcing another person to do something that they're not celebrating what's supposed to be the most happy day in your life. You're okay with that, though. That's not draconian at all. It's not nasty at all, is it? Right? But this government is out of control. This administration is out of control. As a devout Christian, Mrs. Stutzman believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. She says she won't use her God-given talents to create floral arrangements that celebrate the view of marriage that's contrary to hers. Look, guys, I keep telling you how to fix this, but you won't listen to me. First of all, they can't regulate your pricing, right? So lay out prices that are commensurate with your heartbreak over having to do this. That's number one. Number two is they can't regulate what level of service you give them. And third, and the biggest one, just let them know that if you're forced to do anything against your religious belief, every nickel you make will immediately go to a Christian organization that promotes marriage between man and a woman and that kind of thing, and pro-life. Let them know that's where it's going. So now you put them in a position where if they're giving you money, they're actually promoting and paying for groups that don't believe in what they're doing. Yeah, there are many ways there are many ways to skin a cat. Figure it out. Stop being stubborn and stupid. I had the same argument with Students for Life 10 years ago. And you guys have been listening for a while. You know this is true. I always said to them, do not go into a court. Do not go into a situation in today's world and the way things are going today and get in front of that judge and say, thus saith the Lord, you can't have an abortion. He's going to laugh at you and throw you out of court, even if he's a Christian, because they've gotten so far away what our founding fathers wanted. Right? Come on, give it some thought. So, instead, come at it from a science standpoint. When is there a heartbeat? When is the baby a baby? Now, when they started going down that road, they started pushing that mantra. I don't know if some of you caught this. Then they finally, Planned Parenthood finally had to fess up. Yeah, it's a baby. We know it. We don't care. Come on, think about that. They don't. They don't care. It's still a woman's right to choose. You're in labor and she wants to abort it. Still a woman's right to choose. Coming down the canal, she wants to abort it. Still a woman's right to choose. It's out of the canal, still has an umbilical cord attached. Still a woman's right to choose. The minute that baby has a heartbeat, the minute that baby has a way to live, a right to live, and you take its life, what do they call that in this state? What do they call that in this country? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Come on, can you guess who joins me? Sonya Schmidt joins me right after right break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Listen to the show are part of the solution, because I know you take, and again, like I always say, don't necessarily take what we say as gospel truth, but we do work hard to make sure you get the right information so you don't go out there and sound like a fool like some of these people do most of the time. But let me bring on somebody who never sounds like a fool, always helps me get my perspective on things. Sonia Schmidt is with me, and I love when she's on with me every week. Helps us kick off the weekend. This is going to be a hot weekend when we're at, isn't it?
Hot as in weather, or hot as in the...
Oh, you're going to be hot the minute when I get...
You always do. And last week, I had a blood pressure reading that was off the heezy, and that, in the vernacular, means...
and the doctor said, What gets you like this? And you said something about Joe Messina.
Friday night prescription.
And he said no more.
Friday night.
That's it.
Exactly.
You're done.
So I'm going against doctor's orders right now. Just talking to you.
Wow.
So I'll do the best I can.
I'm privileged. So they say.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
In fact, you know, yeah. I'm gonna. I identify tonight as a white male. Okay.
A white
and
male.
Yes.
You trying to get killed?
No, I just want to celebrate the 4th of July.
Oh. You want to go there. All right, so give me the backstory here. I sent Sonia a clip. Because this year, it seemed like we were inundated, or I was inundated, because I go look at the stories, and I go look at the backup stories. And it seemed like every YouTube I ran across was why black people should not be celebrating the 4th of July. And I'm sorry. Yes, I'm the ignorant white boy. I didn't get it. I don't really understand it. I figured it was the first step in the freedom for everybody. But, you know, again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So when I called Sonya, she said, oh, yeah, that's been going on for years. Like, you know, I missed the whole wave here. So, wait, see, there's the face.
Anyway, news.
So I said, well, let me play this because, or here, take a listen to this because I don't really understand this. And it's out of ignorance, not out of hate. So let's take a listen to just a minute or two or three of what this young man has to say.
We'll celebrate the 4th of July. You buy firecrackers, real hot dog, burgers, ribs, get some potato salad going, got some greens on the stove,
etc.
All to celebrate the glorious day in American history called Independence Day.
Nice!
What is Independence Day? Independence Day is the celebration of independence that the American colonies received after the American Revolution from Great Britain. Now, what race were the American colonies? What race were the people that lived in the American colonies? I'll wait.
How you doing? You okay?
I
want to keep
blood
an eye
pressure.
On you so you don't hit the
blood
floor.
Blood pressure is going up.
Breathe. Remember your Lamaze classes of old?
I know.
Breathe. Yeah. So, well, when I heard this and I sent it to you, you want me to keep playing it? Is there more you want to...
Well, let me just comment. Well, first of all, I'm going to just give the brother some grace because we all have said some stuff when we were young that we look back as we age and go, golly, I wish I hadn't have said that, or I wish I knew more or felt differently. And I'm hoping that this might be the case in this guy. But I know he believes what he's heard, and all he's heard is America bad. Orange man bad. Just like orange man bad. Is America bad? So the first thing that stands out that makes me laugh is the fact that he said crackers. And, you know, it's firecrackers. And so, you know, black people can get away with saying crackers all day long. However, other people can't say the N-word, but they can say the N-word. I am so confused about the do's and the don'ts of the American language. So whenever I hear something, it just jumps out at me. Another thing that he says, what were the race of the colonies?
Yeah, he says, why would we celebrate? What was the race of the colonies? And what were they celebrating, right?
Colonies.
And so basically what he wants you to say is that they were all white folks.
But that's exactly what they say about the Constitution. It was created by a bunch of old white men, which I am today. Oh, I am going to be an old white man today, too, so I can
celebrate. You like the old part, okay.
Because I can celebrate the world. But they've been taught to diminish things, to just boil things down to old, white, doesn't relate to me, wrong, hate. It's kind of sad. It's very sad that this is all this kid knows and that he can't understand that he could not be where else in the world could he jump to and be a quote-unquote, you know, social media influencer,
yeah, and whatever that means.
And who are you influencing? All he's doing is influencing for bad and wrong and hate. But hopefully he will see that in his older years, that he's not doing anybody, including himself, any favors. He may think he is, but he's just not. And where is his mama that she can't tell him to do the right thing? It's just, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it is kind of weird, again, to the only part of this that they can dig into is what they believe from the past. And he'll say that later on in the video. He says they want us to move on from the past. I'm going, well, wait a minute. You know, when you make comment that things haven't changed in 50 years, I mean, it's a four-minute video. I'm thinking, do we still have coolers for colored? Do we have separate doors for colored? Do the churches still have some churches, which was a true statement, and theaters? Do they have a line down the middle, you know, colored on the right, white on the left? I mean, again, all those things were wrong, but to say nothing has changed demeans the struggle. And I know I'm going to get hate mail for this. Of the tens of thousands of white folk also that died to fight for the freedom of the blacks.
Okay.
Is that a bad thing to say?
No, it's an accurate thing to say, but you know that you're not supposed to speak accurately anymore. Truth is forbidden in this country anymore, thanks to the left. This is like, listening to him is like being in a really bad marriage and you decide to go to marriage counseling and all the other person can think talk about is what they did in the past. It's like, let it go. Our country has gone so far ahead at this point, and everything that this guy benefits from has been created by a myriad of black and white people, because we've really kind of worked it out. But yet, all he can look at is slavery, which he knows nothing of. His parents don't know.
Nope.
He's young enough that his great-grandparents don't know nothing of. But yet, he's going to hang his hat on that and make us all pay for that. And listen, he's talking about all this wonderful food that's going to be cooked. He ain't getting none. That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's, you know, excuse me.
Thank you.
Thank you. In a recent a video I saw, many, many young black people did not know what the Civil War was fought for, thought it was the Independence War. It was just crazy. We'll talk more about that.
Okay, good.
Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's according to a Kremlin spokesperson who also noted that talks must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia. Beachgoers in New York keeping their eyes on the water this July 4th after a shark attack on a young swimmer.
Monday at Robert Moses State Beach, a 15-year-old girl suffered some wounds to her leg after she was bitten.
Shark attack at the lifeguard station.
A few hours later, about 7 miles away on Kismet Beach, a 15-year-old boy who was surfing was bitten by a shark on his left foot. Meantime, Tuesday morning, there was a shark sighting on Robert Moses State Beach Field number 4, and people were asked to get out of the water. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you get informed. And you don't get you don't get informed by listening to CNN or MSNBC or ABC DEFG. You won't get informed by listening to that, because they go with what the flow is for political correctness at the time. Whatever makes them better. Whatever makes them feel better about themselves. Let me bring Sonia Schmidt on with me. I'm being educated, Sonia, in this hour. You're enlightening me and educating me at the same time.
Well, here's something that you just said. They do things that make them feel better, but what your audience needs to know is what makes them feel better is what makes everybody else in this country feel worse. And it's never a solution to their own problems. Otherwise, it wouldn't keep growing. At some point, the left would go, okay, we've kind of reached where we want to go, as with people like this young black man. How far does this have to go? How long do you have to stay in anger and make everybody else angry? They're like having, it's like being ruled by your spoiled, angry, mentally disturbed child. It's like letting them rule the house.
I agree with you, and you know, you brought up something during the break. It's like, when does it stop? And when I say that, what is the remedy, if you would? You know, you made a comment earlier, and a lot of my friends have made the same comment, which is a lot of these kids don't know slavery. Their parents didn't know slavery, and their grandparents didn't know slavery. So, what exactly is holding them back now?
The Democrat Party.
I knew you were going to say that.
That was easy. Yeah, no, and their own willingness to be angry. Anger and fear, as we just saw during the whole COVID thing, very powerful weapons, and the left ain't ashamed to use it.
No.
So, and black people, you know, I'm so torn, because I am black, and I am also ruled, and I'm
black. I don't let black people on the show. Didn't you know that?
and I'm so I'm just going to ignore that. I'm so ruled by my emotions because I'm a woman. Can I even say that? But I'm black and I'm female, so emotions are like at the top shelf. And so the Democrats play that hand very well, and they get us all sucked in. And a guy this age, even people my age, listen, this is not new that we are not supposed to celebrate the 4th of July. People even my age were confronted with this as Christmas, because Christ was really black, and it wasn't the day he was really born, and this is a white man's holiday, and it's like, when can we be happy? When can we stop blaming others for our unhappiness? And I don't doubt it that people are getting as annoyed with it as I am, and I'm trying to hang in there and play the game and be in the club, but
But Sonia, are people in the black community, even when I was growing up as a kid and you would hear Italians complaining about stuff, some of the other Italians in the room, the old timers, would flip around and they would say stuff like, you know, really? You think you got it bad? Let me tell you what I came from the old country. This is a great place to be. Yeah, we don't have the best yet, but we're working on it. And again, it's to your point during the break, what's the satisfaction point?
I don't believe there is one, because you have a political party who may be in power forever, who's been very good at the long walk through the institutions, and they've been teaching all of this hatred and dissatisfaction for a long time because it garners them votes. It's what they do. And I was encouraged when Trump became president that people in the black community, there were younger people and black males in particular who were looking at Trump and seeing a different vision. But now you can't hear any of that anymore because he's not our president and the Democrats have taken over and they do what they do best, which is separate, you know, they divide and cause hatred and remove God from our society, our culture. So we're left with what that yields, and that is a really messed up place. And this poor kid is given voice to that and doesn't even know what damage he's doing. He's playing in the hands of the devil and don't even know it.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because that's exactly... when he was talking, it's exactly what I was thinking, was he is spewing back, he is just saying the same thing that you hear on all the major networks.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have, I'm sorry, but he truly doesn't have an honest thought of his own. And again, during the break, I said to you, the other sad thing, because, you know, I'm always beating on education, and
right.
to think that our kids... That a majority of the black community, Mark Dice has done this, Jay Leno did this in the old days, do not know about the Civil War, don't know why it was fought, don't know that there were did you know that there was white folk that actually were fighting in the Civil War to make sure blacks were freed? Apparently that didn't happen. I'm making that up as I go.
In their defense, only because I'm going to defend myself, and I'm sure your audience has peeped this already about me, I ain't the brightest bulb on the tree either.
Oh, you went to school with me, apparently.
I went to public school.
Ooh.
So a lot of that escaped me, too, and if I had to take a test, there times when conservatives are interviewing left college students and they don't know anything, and I have to be right there going, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You guys did a wonderful week in your biblical citizenship class probably about 3 weeks ago, and if your audience hasn't seen it, they should find it, they should watch it, but it talks about all the black people who were involved in saving our country. And I had never heard those stories.
Really?
Ever. Never.
Wow.
Never. So I don't blame them for not knowing. I do have a problem with not hearing and then opening your mind, because isn't that what the left is always like, accused Christians and conservatives about not having an open mind about things?
And we're ignorant.
We're ignorant.
Stupid. Ignorant.
Yes. Yes, and I will admit I am ignorant about certain things, and when I hear them, they affect me. So when the elders in your community said to the younger people, you have no idea what hardship is, I think it was probably easier for them to hear it because they didn't have the school, they didn't have the schools, they didn't have the media.
Right.
Cartoons, the news, I mean, everything is bombarding these people. And on a good day, I'm very sympathetic. You know, I'm like, wow, this is tough, because they're just like, they're in the stupid land. But
the best line I heard, I think I've told you this a million times, when Alveda King, I was in the room with her, and there were 300 black kids in there. And they were talking about the woes and the racism that they were going through. And I'm telling you, as a joke, that she did the whole head thing. She got up, Alveda did. She just said, oh, honey, you don't know what racism is. Well, let me tell you what racism is. And I was like, all right, here it goes. Release the Kraken. She's going to go.
Uh-huh.
But they don't hear it. No. They don't hear it. Nope.
Because, well, not only do they not hear her message, but they're not hearing what she's saying. It's not resonating. I watched... And I'm sure he didn't, this actor, who's Paul Giamatti, wonderful actor, but very leftist. And he starred as Samuel Adams in a story about the Constitution. I cried through the entire first episode because of what this man went through. And all I can think of is a person having to go through this to do just the right thing. And here's another thing I think the left has done very successfully, is that we're not empathetic anymore. So we can hear all day long what other people have gone through, but it doesn't resonate because maybe we play video games where everything is just like we shoot up people and don't care. We watch television shows. We don't care about the human spirit, about what people go through.
Nope.
And yeah, Sam Adams,
I agree with you.
Old white man. And I'm supposed to not feel what that's like, to put your whole life and treasure and family and everything on the line because he's old and white? And today I am benefiting from everything those old white men did.
Couldn't you look at the 4th of July and say, okay, maybe it wasn't the sweeping freedom we were looking for, but it was that starting point, because the king would not let us abolish slavery. We'll talk about that in a second break. Now, look at that, the class. Joe McGee, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You could never make a Mark Brothers movie. We're probably even an Animal House movie today, you know? Joe, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're going to talk more in the next hour about the 4th of July Independence. You know, what's really funny is that it's kind of a minor irritant, but an irritant nonetheless, when people say to me, Happy 4th. Well, they don't say that to me every month, and there's a 4th in every month. Can we just please call it what it is? It's Independence Day. Many died for that day. Let's not belittle it. You know, I always say this as a joke, but in February, don't wish your honey a happy Valentine's Day. Just wish her a happy holiday or something, or happy 14th. See how well that goes over. Right. Anyway, let's get to, I want to say, you guys all know Mark Dice, and he does not, because I've done this myself, he does not go to find the dumbest people on the beach. He just grabs the people as they come by. If this doesn't scare you, if this isn't proof positive of the failure of our education system, I don't know what is. Take a listen.
When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this country, what year was that?
What
1492.
Well, that is a date in history, but it's not when there was a certain document that was signed that started this country. What was that?
I don't remember when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It's probably 1600 somewhere.
When Lee Harvey Oswald and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this great country, what year was that?
I'm assuming the 1800s.
You're just assuming.
Okay. Yeah, anything I don't else? Know. I'm not a history person.
Obviously.
I don't remember, honestly.
No.
No.
Can you guess?
Valley.
Can I guess? Maybe 1815? Does that sound right? Maybe?
No.
14 something?
I don't know. Wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah, so are you going to tell
me? Other than Karl Marx and John Wilkes Booth, who are some of the other founding fathers that are credited with starting this great country?
Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, right?
No, he was way after.
Okay, well, Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, you got one. When Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
I don't know.
Did you go to history class?
Yeah, I mean, I aced it, but I don't remember most stuff. It's like,
obviously aced it.
Because, like, in school, like, you memorize it, but you don't really, like, memorize it.
None of that stuff's really important.
No.
When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx...
Are you sick enough, or what? I mean, this is like... You're shooting fish in a barrel. This is easy stuff, but it shows you these kids graduated from school.
It's sad. I mean, it shows how stupid they are, but it also shows how ungrateful that we have created our society to be. Because, I mean, I'm sure that guy, like I said, I went to public school. I don't know a lot of the answers, but that doesn't stop me from being grateful for the country that whoever, and again, I have to go back to your biblical citizenship class. There are people involved, businessmen involved, regular guys involved in creating a great declaration or constitution that I never heard of, but I'm darn sure grateful that God put them there to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's funny, but it's also scary to hear how ignorant these kids are, but I'm more afraid of them not being grateful and understanding all the good that has come from this country. Out of no place else in the world has done as good for the rest of the world as the United States.
Well, two things. You know, if you've got a lot of the black, and again, I can only tell you from my point of view when you know, we were taught about the Italians in World War II and Christopher Columbus and all that, you know, you would think that adults in the black community would be teaching their kids what the Civil War was all about. Yeah, how bad it was in the beginning. I got that. And we should be teaching that and talking about it. But we've moved so far along. And by the way, we wouldn't be a country today. You ready for this one? If it wasn't for an African-American spy by the name of James Armistead.
Great story.
Yeah. You see pictures of him. Nobody knows who he is, but you see pictures of him next to Washington in the boat with all over the place. And people don't realize the part. Now, I will tell you that another African-American female friend of mine, she doesn't prefer black, she prefers African-American. She told me when I was telling her this story and a few others, she said, well, it's only because it's the only work that they could get. It was the only thing they could do to actually make money.
See how they have an answer.
Why do you have to belittle everything?
Because it keeps you angry. It keeps you voting Democrat. It keeps you from not thinking, shall I go on? There's reasons for it, and we have fallen into it. And that's not just black kids. Look, the majority of Antifa burning down stuff in the name of supporting black people are white kids, white kids.
Yep.
We're just, you know, and I was like, why would it be a benefit for the left to dumb down the citizenry? And now I get it. Because if you're stupid, if you don't stand for something, if you don't have any education, you're going to fall for anything. I've always had a natural love for America, and I was always grateful for America. And I just thought it was a beautiful story. It's kind of like, you know, it's like the Bible. It's like, this is a great story. If nothing else, folks, this is a great, promising hope.
You didn't know that. I didn't know.
I can't fact prove it, personally.
Right.
But
no, but you can. But here's the deal. It's even, every group has a pride in their ancestry. I don't care who you are. All right, and you look at, you know, for me, my Italian heritage, they were very proud of what they did in coming to this country and building businesses and families in the whole nine yards. And they talked about some of the heroes of World War II. And my uncle was very proud of the fact that many, many, many Italians voluntarily joined the services in World War II. They actually were the largest number of volunteers in World War II than any other group. And that was because their ancestral homeland had been invaded by fascism. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't want anybody to be, they didn't want anybody to have to deal with that ever.
But they're passing down stories of heroes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not what the black community is
getting. Why? You have such a rich, beautiful heritage.
I know. And trust me, with my grandson, he has the
You got grandmother telling her, I'm sure.
Well, and my daughter's doing the same thing. He's got the medal that his grandfather earned from being a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, cool.
And we report that in his class, and he's got the picture of my father who was in the Army, and I've done speeches on my father, and so we try to keep the heroism alive, the heroic aspect of it alive. But can you imagine if all you've been told is that your legacy and your heritage, you was just a slave, and people came down on you? I was in the third grade. I'll never forget. I have two personal stories on this. One is that I was in the third grade, and I asked my teacher, didn't the slaves ever revolt? And she said, no, they were too stupid. Now, I could have owned that and gone, wow, I come from a legacy of stupid. And I'm like, no, all the black people I know, they wouldn't have tolerated.
No.
I know good and well from the black people I know that there was some revolting going on. They may not have won, but I know. So my mental note was that, wow, school teachers are stupid. You know?
Oh, yeah. And what do I put? She was a Democrat, and she would have had to admit to the fact that the Democrats pushed the Jim Crow laws, which kept you from educating black folks.
It would be too much for her personally. Now, I didn't know
her brain would explode.
Her brain would explode. But I knew right then, don't believe everything that you hear. Watch your eyes. Don't believe. And that's a problem that I always had with the Democrat Party, is that they try to enforce. Don't, you know, see what you're seeing with your lying eyes. So that was my first taste of it in the third grade. So I probably knew then I was not a leftist. And then the other thing is my sister, the leftist, who I talk about all the time. But my sister, the leftist, she would always have, they would always have a 4th of July party at their friend's house, also leftist. And it was just swimming. It was food, and the food wasn't good, I just have to tell you. But it was just, you know, swimming and eating. And it wasn't until I moved out here in Santa Clarita, and we had conservative neighbors. They were wonderful people. Wonderful people. They took us under their wings, and we just became really good friends. And we went to a 4th of July. We went to every 4th of July party in their backyard. And they had printed out sheets of songs, American songs, God Bless America, you know, it's just everything. And we, you know, we just off, they had a little boom box, and we all sang. And I was like, this is exactly how 4th of July should be celebrated. We never celebrated the 4th at my sister's, the leftist. Never talked about it. No flag was involved. Nothing.
Well, lady, where do people find you?
I don't know. Right here in my living room for the most part.
At the pizza joint down in Fortune.
I wish. SonjaSchmidt.org. Please contact me and say hello.
Yeah, let her know you care. SonjaSchmidt.org. They do. I get a lot of, you know, again, you already know this. I get a lot of positive stuff that I don't know if we're going to be on and that kind of thing. So, hey, have a great, well, Independence Day. If you can't find any buddies to, you know, be half a billion, I'm happy.
What? To be Dependence Day, if you're a modern black person who won't celebrate it, be dependent on the Democrat Party and see how far that gets you.
So, Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to the show on GCN Live.